code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, Colin Watt is heading to the Matrix on the 15th of August 2011. For newcomers, you should look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com. Hopefully you'll get shortcuts to understanding this massive superstructure of a system all around the world that runs all the governments together and runs all the agendas together with foundations, international money lenders, hundreds and actually thousands of non-governmental organizations, all funded by the foundations, all bypasses what you think of as politics. In fact, they put the politicians in. And I'm trying to give you some of the history behind this global effort, starting at least in London. It's much older than that, actually, but it starts in London for all intents and purposes with actual force. And I've gone through the history from even Carol Quigley, who was a historian for this particular group, at least the American branch of it. He laid it quite succinctly and detailed with detailed notes from their own archives, basically from the CFR, how they bring in this global system, a new feudal type system, and that's what we're going through today. So have yourself to the archive section at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and there's hundreds of audios to choose from. Number two, you're the audience that bring me to you, so you can help me by buying the books and discs I have for sale at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, because I don't bring on guests as advertisers. Most do, and that's how they make their cash. The ads here on this show are paid by advertisers directly to RBN for broadcasting this and for paying for the staff and equipment and hopefully helping with their bills as well. So you can help me with mine by buying the discs and books. Now, for the US to Canada, you can use a personal check or an international postal money order. You can also send cash or you can use PayPal. You'll find the donation button on the com site. Use that and follow it up with an email with name, address, and order. All the details are on the com site. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and again, PayPal. Remember, straight donations are awfully welcome as well. Because on this broadcast, I try and put things together and not get too emotionally wrapped up in things. That's what most articles are really meant to happen to you. That's why they're released en masse, in fact. Especially things after rioting in London and that kind of thing. You find so many irrelevant articles on ridiculous things coming in every day, and you're supposed to read through them. That's meant to stop, disassociate your mind from what's going on in reality. And the big boys who control the world, believe you me, don't employ thousands and thousands and thousands of psychologists and neuroscientists and neurolinguistics and so on for nothing. They know how to control the masses, and that's what they intend to do. So I try and cut through that to show you how we got to where we are, where it's supposed to go from now, and where they eventually intend to take the human species, if you like, because they make no bones about it. If you read enough of their scientific journals and magazines, see where the funding is going to as well, to do all the experimentation. And again, too, I often refer to the Department of Defense's own, their think tanks on projections for the next 50 years. You don't pay these guys millions of pounds or bucks for twaddling and creating crystal balls. They take all present data and how they're going to manage the world as they bring us into this brand new system, a new system where eventually in 30 years' time you'll be serving the world state. That will be your function and duty in life, is to serve the world state. And right now we're in a sorry state because we're in the chaos part of it all, and the chaos is supposed to be managed. And believe you me, all media does its best to manage the chaos by omitting most of it from these irrelevant articles they throw around the internet or mainstream. So I want some of that when we come back from this break.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi folks, we're back, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. It's interesting, the older you get, the more you understand, because you, somewhere in the back of your memory, you've stored an awful lot of information, even the trivia too, some of it, unfortunately. But you also see the patterns of control when things go awry in government control over the masses, as they always say, the masses. And that's all of the people who are not up at the top, obviously. But you see that with the riots, for instance, in England, and there's even references to supposedly riots that could have happened in the States at the same time, but they pulled the plug by blocking various iPod traffic and different stuff to do with communications, especially in San Francisco. They're trying to tie all this in together, and of course, what you really are getting a whiff of is the fact that the governments are very, very happy during this time of quantitative easing, which is, of course, inflation, and bailing out banks one after the other, still bailing them out yet, maybe forever, who knows. And they want us to go into a global society or system like the EU, and when a country goes down, maybe the other side of the world, you're supposed to reach in and bail them out too. And it's all from borrowed money, supposedly. Borrowed money by governments from these strange few international money lenders who basically own your country afterwards, because they buy the bonds as well. You find the same bunch buying the bonds, and they own your politics, etc. But ultimately, the taxpayers put down as a guarantor of paying off all the loans that you take to pay off the banks. And this will go on forever. It's a form of slavery, of course, and no one wants to mention that at all. It's slavery, de facto slavery. Even Jefferson said the same thing. If you're born into a system where a generation has to try and pay off the debts of a previous generation, then that generation is therefore basically living in slavery, and that's what it is. It's never been any different. It's never been different at all. And yet, people still go along in their day-to-day life because we're trained to go along in day-to-day life and go through our customary routines during the day and watch the same, whatever things on television that you're addicted to, you'll watch them. Routine is part of sucking you into the system to make you basically phase out so you don't think about the big things that are happening, and that's how you're managed generally. But even then, when the economy goes down the tubes and inflation kicks in, then the quiet places, the places you keep quiet, and the police always outnumber or almost outnumber the residents sometimes, like parts of London, they get annoyed when the natives get upset, you see. And the people at the bottom always feel it first. The more middle class you get, the less you'll fear the pinch of the pennies as they go back to the government. But at the bottom, they see the inflation first on fixed incomes, and of course the riots start. There's nothing new in this technique. It's happened over and over before down through history. But the politicians would much rather that you watch the Queen and get reruns of the royal marriages and golden carriages, but don't think about those. You know, those folk there that are all stuck in that area, don't talk about them, don't think about them, and everything will be okay. But they get awfully upset when riots start. And it's only now we're starting to see the barrage of media and all the confusing stories are coming out of there, which are, I think, put by intent. As I say before, you can get so bombarded with information, but you can't absorb it, you can't make head nor tails of it, because each one is contradicting the other. And that's a method of causing a sort of dissociative state. So you just forget about it and give up on it and shake your head and walk away. That's what it's about. And they hope, of course, to settle those areas back down to the don't be seen and don't be heard situation once again. And every country's got it. And as I say, these situations didn't happen by themselves, because we know through successive governments, doesn't matter right-wing, left-wing, because it's all the same bird, they go on with the same agendas of mass immigration. And even the so-called right-wing group in Britain, Thatcher, said that they'd have to massively increase immigration because the British people, you know, after being good and all that, not having children, they were told not to, they said they couldn't pay off the debt, so they weren't having children. So they'd have to bring in massive immigration. And this is the excuse they use for bringing in massive immigration to a country that's never really seen, never really been out of a depression. Really, they came out of World War II into the same, almost the same state of depression as they left it. There's a brief burst in the 60s to the 1970, and then back down again. And so really, why would you bring in massive immigration when they already said that the country really shouldn't be go over 48 million or so, and you're up to 70 million or more and counting? It makes no sense, unless you want riots down the road, obviously. All the, remember too, in Thatcher's day and before Thatcher's day, they'd already planned this economic union and the free flow of goods and labour, supposedly, which is from the Royal Institute of International Affairs, is ploy. That's what they came out with, all this stuff. They set up the agreements for it. They set up the structure for the economic union. They did the same with the North American Union. By the way, Prime Minister Canada is all over Latin America right now, signing deals with all the countries down there as they try to integrate it. And before, they used to bring them down to meet the president and the Mexican president at the same time. But the public caught on to that, so now they do it individually and sign the same agreements maybe a month apart. Again, back to Britain, as I say, it's only a system to break down the entire structure of society, as they do away with nations, as they do away with the culture. And Blair's assistant prime minister said the same thing, that he was told by Blair to open the floodgates to immigration. Why would you do it when you can't afford it and you have no work to put them to? And then you crowd them all into the same area where there's no work and just walk away? It makes no sense at all, unless you want trouble. Because you will get trouble when people are poor. And I remember, about a year ago or so, or 2 years, that one of the main ministers, because they call these politicians in Britain, mentioned that fact in Parliament, and he got hell for saying so, saying the obvious. He says, when people people at the bottom can't afford the basic necessities, and unemployment is going rampant, crime always goes up. He made a common sense statement from derived from facts, and he was derided for saying the truth. Something as basic as that. So it makes you wonder, with all the political correctness in parliaments, I don't think you could ever possibly get through to them at the top what's really going on, because they're like the characters in George Orwell's 84, they're the bureaucratic level of society. They have their political correctness driven into them, and that's how they get up the ladder, is by adopting every PC thing that comes down the pike, till they can't mention truth anymore. That's how bad it really is. And all countries are like that today. All countries are. They're all terrified of saying what's the wrong thing. The wrong thing is going to be what you think yourself. You must give the party line on everything. And one party's line is going to be the same as the next party's line. Because this is a global society idea. And it's so interesting to see this feudalistic state. And it's a feudalistic state we're in, where you have this public-private partnership deal with everything today. Until even local authorities are taken over by private players, or actors, as they like to call it, the United Nations. And you get appointees just appointing themselves to school boards and your council boards, and they're all going green, etc., etc. And you find you have to pay them, unless you dig deeper, and then you find, no, you didn't have to pay them at all. They basically adopted themselves into the system, and they're running you. And the public don't have time to watch all this stuff that's happening. They don't have time. When they come home from work, they're dead beat. They just zonk out. They're doing rotten jobs. And how many people in an office do you actually hear coming home saying, I had a great day at the office? Yeah? You're sitting doing ridiculous stuff, repetitive stuff, boring stuff, and they zonk out when they get home, and they want to tune off into fantasy. And that's where they go. And they have no idea what the local council's even up to, and the plans that they all have for you. You have no idea of all the UN agreements, all the way down to your local council, that are being implemented. You have no idea. And you don't have time. You need a full-time person, you know, employed by your community, or yourself, in other words, to watch what's going on. Because even your local papers won't tell you. It's astonishing. It's astonishing in an era of supposedly mass information. And here's the drawback from mass information, is that you do have the whole planet now. Rather than concentrate on your own area, your own country, not that you've got a country anymore, they call it states now, and regions, but you're supposed to worry about things all over the planet, which even if you know about them, there's nothing you can do about them. So why bother? But you won't know what's happening in your own area, because we're supposed to think globally now, and that's what your news is. It's all global, global, global. Amazing, isn't it? And when we're all focusing globally, all these characters truly are, from the United Nations all the way down to your area, are acting locally. And that was part of their slogans, of course. It probably still is. But we find, going back to this feudalistic idea, and they're still calling it democracy, by the way, even though this is not democratic. There are more appointees now to government, probably, than elected representatives, when you go into who's behind everybody else. And the bureaucracies are there regardless of what clowns they put on for you to jeer at or applaud. And the bureaucrats know what their jobs happen to be, because they've all integrated with the United Nations a long time ago. And that's the agendas that they take. Now, Britain, and I'll put up a link tonight if we can find it again. It's a guy in London from the West Indies talking, just yelling out this cordon where the riots took place, and just raging off some of the facts as he sees them and experiences them. And I've no doubt what he's telling is the truth, because he lives there, and he's talking about, where are the police? You know, the police stand back, he says, and they watch people getting their heads kicked in around, you know, on the corner. They won't go near them and stop it. Because where's the army there in Afghanistan? He says, do any of you want your troops in Afghanistan? He says, of course you don't. He's getting basic facts. Back with more after this break.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hi, folks. We're back, cutting through the matrix. Just talking about this, how things are really set up in advance for the problems that eventually emerge. And you cannot believe, I hope people really don't believe the politicians truly are the guys running their countries, because the politicians, they don't even know, even when they leave office, the names of all the different departments in a government. They don't even know who runs them. The politicians themselves are run by advisors who are non-elected as well. And these advisors belong to a global clique, put it that way, who know exactly where to guide the front man. And the script writers are part of it too. They make sure that he says all the right things for the right times. But they don't really know what's going on. They're there to fill their pockets. I've never had time for politicians. I've met quite a few. And they're all smug. And of course, they all pretend they're attentive to you. But that's what a psychopath does. They're either a very good salesman going door to door selling vacuum cleaners, or they're in politics. And study after study in psychiatry, that have gone into psychopathy have mentioned they lump the politician in with the hysterical psychopath, along with the actress or actor, and because they love attention, they love getting attention, and that's what they do. They're grandstanders basically, but the ones behind them are a completely different story. Who've been trained for many, many years, maybe from very early years, some of them I'm sure, to basically run the country and the world. Judged basically on the history that's been collected down through the ages on the public. There's nothing new under the sun when it comes to dealing with the how to manage them. And we know, too, that we've watched Hollywood and we see television that's not run by black men push rap and all the different, the culture to do with gangs and riots and success and sex to make it a big thing for everyone to adopt. And we've watched that for many, many years. And then you see the mentality of the young ones getting raised on this kind of stuff, going out and acting out just what they've seen on television. And I've seen it for years and years and years, and you wonder why it's happening. You wonder why it's happening. Understand, any government could create any kind of culture they wished. And when they want it, when they want down the road to have violence, etc., they will give you the violence. And they'll prepare the way for it, just like tilling your fields and before you plant, you prepare the soil, etc. Well, that's what they do with us. They know exactly when to make each step happen for the global system that's emerging, because it's not to be democratic, you understand? They'll use it to the bitter end, this word, this term democracy, even though you've never seen any of it. And the Club of Rome, the big think tank for the United Nations, has said that this system has to be an authoritarian system. And of course, that's what the eugenicists all wanted from the beginning, where the so-called better people would manage all the rest, the ones who couldn't figure out which door to go out, etc. That's how basically they talk about it. And they're teaching us step by step that we need a new system. That's what it is. It's not a response to something that happened. That what happened had to happen, and it was sparked off. There's another little link I've got tonight, too, where it will show you that the police, where the guy was shot, this guy that supposedly sparked it all off, the police had been snooping around there for days before they actually, on this bridge, before they actually shot the guy. So there's more to it than meets the eye. And government never lets anything happen unless it wants it to happen on a big scale, especially with the cops all standing back when they could nip it in the bud very quickly at the beginning. And their answer to it is, it's interesting, their answer to it, he's part of their answer, internationalism again, is going to fix the problem. And Cameron, the Prime Minister of Britain, wants to bring in this guy here, this character, US Super Cop Bill Bratton, says riot arrests are not the only answer. And he says communities cannot arrest their way out of gang crime. The Prime Minister's new crime advisor, US Super Cop Bill Bratton, has warned. The former New York police chief meets David Cameron next month to discuss violence in English cities and says the issue is for society as a whole. It's also one of the top guys in this global system. It's like a private cop deal, almost like Blackwater. And here he is, David Cameron wants to give him a job. But it's interesting, too, when you go into Wiki and you find out that this guy that runs between different countries, he's run off to Israel, back to the States, and here and there and everywhere, to Britain. He's even got an order of the night or something or another that the British gave him in 2009. He's been married to four women, and I think the last one's in Hollywood and newscasting and actressing and a lawyer and that kind of stuff. You can't really tell the difference when it comes to America. It's all mushed together, fact and fiction, because why would lawyers be doing part-time actressing and stuff like that? Anyway, here they are wanting to bring in this guy to bring it in line with the U.S. Now, the U.S. as well is interesting because an FBI chief, through a contact I've got, gave me a big pile of the gang slogans and their symbols across the U.S. a few years ago. And everyone was Masonic. And there's no way these guys would know the history of these symbols and what they stand for. These guys that probably hardly ever went to school, didn't want to go to school. And yet here's all these amazingly intricate symbols for each of the gangs. There's definitely something else involved. And you always need gangs or a group that you can get an uprising when you need them to say, see, you need more protection. That's why they keep these people around. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. What are you thinking? If you're thinking preparedness, be at the next Get Prepared Expo, September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, at the Downtown Expo Center. Learn how to grow your garden, drive down energy costs, survive inflation, prepare your home, and much more. Meet KWTO's instructors, Vincent Finelli and Mark Wright. Tickets only $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. Earthquakes, violent weather, unemployment, the economy. Attend John Stadmiller's What's in Store for You and John Moore's Abrupt Climate Change and 35 other seminars at the next Get Prepared Expo. September 9th and 10th, Springfield, Missouri, Downtown Expo Center. Talk with pros on surviving, preparing, defending, and thriving. Grammy winner Steve Voss will perform live. Tickets just $9 at GetPreparedExpo.com. RBN annual subscribers attend one day free. GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi folks, we're back. We're cutting through the matrix. I was talking about the riots and how they happened on cue. Of course they had to happen because inflation is going through the roof and those at the bottom can't stretch the bucks to buy even the necessities. That's obviously going to happen over and over again anywhere when these things do. In fact, that's how already happened. Some of the first riots they had in Greece and other places before the collapse of the banks was to do with food and transportation and cost of fuel, etc. So it's not hard to start riots, put it that way. And it's all techniques, and the big boys know how to do it, and probably are very, very good at predicting exactly when it would happen, even if you didn't instigate it yourself. But I get a laugh as well at how they come out in Britain. It's almost like a royal decree when they give out these, but Mr. Cameron's going to tell the press. But he's going to tell them. In other words, to give you a facsimile from his script writers, made up by his advisors, that he probably hasn't even read himself yet, and they give it out to the public to read, just like the Queen does. Yeah. So they're still living in this kind of strange era. But it says, the Prime Minister facing unprecedented criticism for the police will see as a strength to take on and defeat social problems caused by a weak and demoralized state. No kidding. Mr. Cameron will use a speech in his Oxford constituency to underline his personal leadership in dealing with the root causes of last week's violence. That'll take a miracle, because it's been so long, right? Both police and politicians faced criticisms for the slow initial response to the riots, but Mr. Cameron will declare, "I will not be found wanting." I wonder if we'll keep this guy on as a scriptwriter. The aftermath of the disturbances has seen relations between government and police sink to a new low. Four police chiefs respectful and risk losing support of the police. So your politics dealing with inside politics, even all departments of government, including the police, they're all playing games with each other as they hold on to their own power, basically. And it says here, the Home Office said there have been a total of 2,800 arrests, 1,000 have been charged, and more than 1,000 who've already appeared in court. So it just shows you, they knew everybody that was doing the rioting or the looting when it was happening, because they've got cameras everywhere. And they just sat back and let it all happen. And it says that detectives warned it could be months before the ringleaders of disturbances are identified and apprehended. Thousands of people attended a peace rally in Birmingham, where the father of a man killed last week said messages of support from public gave him strength in the heart. Anyway, it's just amazing. He's blaming it on you understand, the whole culture is corrupt. They've had years of decadence getting thrown at them via the government institutions, including the BBC, because they're paid for by the taxpayer, by the government, and by the people, too, through taxation and licensing. And they've given nothing but filth, degradation for years and years and years, and hyped it up again with this crazy music, if they want to call it that, that's meant to be degrading. And they turn around after no one gets married anymore, no one has children. They're doing exactly what Julian Huxley from UNESCO said they wanted them to do at that level. And they're all surprised. So they turn around and he says, Mr. Cameron will also blame children without fathers. No kidding. You have to understand what the whole feminist revolution was really, really all about. And you have to associate that, too, with the Communist Manifesto, because every plank has been fulfilled in the Communist Manifesto. The elimination of the family unit, that had to get the dad out of the way. And when youngsters don't have dads, they're fair game for anybody to come along, either perverts or gang leaders or whatever it happens to be that's going to take them under the wing and say, I'll protect you or I'll show you the ropes. And that's how things happen in real life. And it's just mending that broken society. And Mr. Cameron will say, I love this thing. It's his fundamental aim in politics. So they destroy the system, you destroy the culture, exactly what Blair's assistant prime minister told the press, destroying the culture of Britain forever so they could never bring it back. That's happened. And now they're pretending they're going to try and restore a culture and morals, etc. Who's kidding who? What are morals anyway? Define morality. See, if you've lost your basis of where it all came from, you can't get back to it. You can't do it. You simply can't do it. Because there's nothing in the up-and-coming generations to remember. All they know is this present system. And all the entertainment they've been shown is glorified on television day after day after day. It's no different than farming. If you can get generations of farmers, and they've had them all over the States and Canada, and when there's one boy born and he decides to go off to the city and do some other work, that's it lost. All that knowledge can be lost. It's one son leaving so quickly. He never can go back because he doesn't know. He won't know. His children won't know. And it's the same with culture in general. And culture is whatever the ones that they wanted to be the top make it. That's what culture is. Plato said the same thing too. He said in his own day that culture was always determined and created from the top. You could not allow a true crass culture from the public to emerge because those elite, the aristocracy would lose control over them. That's what he said. It's always been that way. So whatever culture that you are acting out and have adopted unwittingly, generally, you don't know, you think it's normal, it's there, it must be normal, right? It's all planned by much, much higher authorities than you'll ever imagine. And you'll never hear about it. You think it's all spontaneous. I can remember when they came out with the song talking about my generation, that was all part of the system too in communism, where they'd have to separate the generations, literally have them at odds with each other. culture industry is a massive industry, very important to rule a country or a world. You have to create a culture and make it easily ruled. And you don't want people standing together as families or units or ethnic groups or anything. You want to make sure you destroy everything forever, and you give them this vague replacement of political correctness. It's generally so a whack with reality, it doesn't matter, but it isn't intended to bring a reality, a true functional reality to you. It's only important that you believe it. Very Orwellian, that's how it is in real life. And they always give you two, the most extreme example of immigrants coming into countries who get put up on welfare. And I have to say, I personally believe this is all set up by the government to augment the tension, to heighten the tension that you have in these communities where people either have all been put there together or, like most countries across the world, they end up in their own regions of a city. That's all. Even from ancient history, you'll find that people segment them into regions of a city, a quadrant, where they're happy amongst their own. It says that, here's an article here, it's meant to cause rage. You see, jobless Somali refugees are put up in lavish £2 million six-bedroom house paid for by the taxpayer. This kind of ties in with one that was out a few months ago, where there was someone from, whether it was Bulgaria, Romania, I think it was, who literally played all the different grants they could get under welfare from a whole area, and he eventually bought a castle back home. No kidding. But he obviously, they knew what they were doing, the ones at the top. They're not stupid. Because the only people at the bottom who are on welfare don't get anything like this. A family of refugees has moved into a £2 million home in one of the country's most exclusive neighbourhoods at the taxpayer's expense. Unemployed Saeed Khalif is being handed almost £8,000 a month to pay the rent on his house. That's just for the rent. One of the most expensive ever to be funded by housing benefit. Well, who's running the housing benefit? The Somali refugee, 49, demanded to be moved to the six-bedroom property in West Hampstead, northwest London, with his wife, Sayida, and their children after deciding their previous accommodation was inadequate. And it says their old house in Coventry also had six bedrooms, but the £1,000 a month was a fraction of the burden on the government. It's not the government, it's the taxpayer, right? The family said they wanted to be near friends and relatives in the capital, but it's understood that they left damaged, estimated £600 in the Coventry property and didn't pay their final month's rent. The new home has a 90-foot garden, has been recently refurbished with an ensuite master bedroom, modern kitchen, large living room. It's minutes from West Hampstead Underground Station, and the neighbourhood is home to a comedian, Stephen Fry, and actress Emma Thompson. Estate agents described the property as a stunning six-bedroom, two-reception house when it was on the market recently for £2 million. Anyway, it says here that the government agencies are making sure that he gets this. And all the money on top of that to pay for his family. Hasn't worked since he'd been in the country for 3 years. This is meant to cause discord, which I'm sure it will. Because, as I said, the average person coming into the country doesn't get anything like this. So why are they giving it to this one and really playing it up? It's to cause more anger, you see. Cause more anger and to get people against people. And that's why that article is there, and that's why they made this happen. That's why they made it happen. Even pensioners don't get this kind of cash. So everyone's played as a sucker, and it's all to do with emotional warping, as I say, because you've got to put emotion outside of everything and always look at things as they actually are, without emotion. And when you get emotive about something, someone's playing you on a hook. In the media, that is. Now, America is a big battering ram. It's the battering ram to bring in the New World Order. Always has been, as far as I can see, through history. It's funded the United Nations, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, sent Kipling over at the beginning of the 20th century to hand over the torch, basically, to America. They'd already taxed the British out underground, basically, and they thought, here's a new place here with all these taxpayers and industry, but a base for to get young guys for the military, and the taxpayers to fund the military. So they were to take over the policemen of the world. still doing this yet today for reasons that most people even question. We don't even think, why are you all over the world? War Incorporated, Pentagon sucks in American youth, and how they need the youth all the time for the military. And it says, as the U.S. economy remains in a consistent downward spiral, one thing the government is never shy to invest endless cash in is the Pentagon, which on its end is pumping millions of dollars into luring in the young population of America into enrolling into the military. RT looks at some of those mesmerizing techniques and what kind of effect they have had on those who fit to serve. The hunt for American youth to hunt down the next American enemy. War Incorporated, a robust business machine, is operating at full capacity in the U.S., from television ads to Hollywood blockbusters to video games to American presidents dubbing soldiers the real patriots. The image of the American warrior is portrayed as that of the invincible hero. Times Square in London is one of the New York is one of the number one entertainment spots in Big Apple. It lures in millions from around the world and across the USA's park from flashing lights and billboards. There's a recruitment center, which is one of hundreds just in New York. The mesmerizing techniques luring young Americans into serving are more sophisticated than ever before. Sponsoring video game tournaments, the paintball tournaments, and going up to these young kids, it says here, and say, hey, the U.S. military needs you. We see your skills at this video game. And of course, to a 15 or 16 or 17-year-old, this is something that's very enticing, said Iraq War veteran Michael Preisner. It's a cruel and deceptive type of recruitment. They want to use all the hippiest tools they have to make being in the military as cool as possible, said media critic and filmmaker Danny Schechter. He's now a cinematographer. Edward Page has dedicated 10 years to being a U.S. soldier. He thought it was the honorable thing to do. If they presented war for what it was, nobody would join, said Edward. And it's true. And actually, if they made it mandatory that only people over 35 or 40 could go in the military, well, hardly anybody would go at all. You've got to get children who think they're immortal, you see. And they've watched all the movies and they think they're immortal. That will never happen to me. The bad guys get killed in the movie, and your government will always tell you the bad guys are. But they do join, having played one computer game and seen one war movie too many. There are no second chances in real life. You can reset a game. You can restart a movie. There are no second chances when you are actually out there and your life's at risk for something that most of these young men have no idea, really, the true reasons why they're even out there, Edward explained. By the time some of these reasons are realized, it's often too late to expand the military influence and domination in these regions of the world that are currently off limits to U.S. imperialism, Michael Preisner named one. The problem is a lot of these children don't know. Once they get in, it's hard to get out. For some, the way out is suicide. A military report says 80% of soldiers in Afghanistan have seen a friend killed or injured, the gore of war quickly replacing its promised glory. However, nothing stops the military propaganda machine. They're spending hundreds of millions of dollars every year on recruiting groups and recruiting people, glorifying war, glorifying the killing of people, whether it's necessary or not, said war veteran Jake Liberto from Washington, D.C. A dire economy at home also comes in handy for the Pentagon. That's from something we learned from the British Empire as well. It says, there's a joke in the military that the best recruiter is an economic downturn, said economist Richard Wolff, and that recruiter is raging on. What happened after 2008 that solved their problem was the desperation of millions of Americans. We had an economic crisis. We've had unemployment zoom up, explained Wolff. But no matter the times, the power of the Pentagon seems eternal. So it's the standard routine that's been used down through the ages. In Britain, the conglomerations, and they're all conglomerations in Britain, as they are in America, the conglomerates, the cartels, would get together and start laying people off, knowing darn well they could hire new ones the following day. But the ones who were put out of work very early would immediately join up the military. There's nothing else there. And at that time, the military used to come around the towns and the factory towns when all employment was stepped up, and they'd join up on the spot. And that's all you need is some trumpets and a drum or a brass band and a flag waving and promises, and away they go. And of course, once they joined up, the factory is immediately owned again, and that was all worked out with the government. They could do it together. But we're really suckers, you understand, at the bottom. We don't know what's going on. We don't know that they're almost like vampires above you, in a sense, who live on you. how you think. In fact, they all generally make you think the way that you do about things. And that's their talent, that's their skill. They're awfully well paid as well and have wonderful letters behind their name, lots of them. Back with more after this break.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hi, folks. We're back. This is Heading Through the Matrix, and we'll go to the callers. It's Werner from Canada hanging on the line here. Are you there, Werner?
Yeah, good evening, Alan. I just turned in later towards the latter end of the show. The last thing what you were talking about, you know, young fellas going to war. I understand, isn't there a law that they have to be 19 years old to buy booze and smokes?
Yeah.
Because the government is concerned about their health.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a joke.
It is a joke. It is a joke, absolutely. Yeah.
And haven't they established that the male brain is not fully developed until the mid-20s, and sometimes it takes even longer.
Often longer, yeah.
And send basically children out to war, isn't that child abuse?
Yes. And they've always known this, but that's why they pick the children. They're still living half in fantasy and half in hope and fantasy. It's all mixed together. And they can't. They think they're immortal. You do think you're immortal when you're.
As I say, you know, this is completely irresponsible, and shouldn't we demand a responsible government?
Well, we can demand stand all they want until you realize that your governments have nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
They don't have anything to do with the people.
They dance to a different drummer.
Yes. It's just government ink, and they're just one of many across the globe on this global agenda, serving the corporations and the scientists, of course, and academia at the top, helping
and,
them.
And we shall not forget who is being called in the scriptures the prince of this world.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's true. Well, there's no doubt about it. You've got, when you see the behavior, this is the amazing thing about this speech by Cameron in Britain, that he will say, these guys are the most corrupt at the top. I mean, even when they visit Canada in the G20, Canada lays on prostitutes, male and female, for all the visiting dignitaries. That's in the mainstream news here. You know, and male and female, how young were those children, be, I wonder, some of them? And we allow this to go on. And see, they already live in a different reality at the top. They're not in our reality at all. And they're talking about morality of the people at the bottom. You know?
They lay out one reality for us. And another reality for themselves.
Absolutely.
And I thought they did away with the class system.
Oh, no. No, anything but, in fact, if anything, it's been growing, this class system, at one awful rate for the last 25, 30 years. They keep talking about the gulf between the rich and the poor is getting wider and wider. The UN announces it every year, I think with Glee, probably. And we are. It's so we can't imagine all the rackets the ones at the top in politics are into, when prime ministers can leave, and the time they've left politics, they get handed 20 directors' seats. They don't have to even turn up. That's for all the lobbying things.
I don't know. You remember Sinclair Stevens?
Yes.
Yeah. Conflict of interest.
Yes. Oh yeah.
They seem to have forgotten all that.
Forget. And there's been many, many sins, and they all end up getting, they're multimillionaires when they leave, because that's when they get their payoffs or paybacks back from all the lobbyists for getting contracts through.
So much about being committed to the welfare of the people.
Oh, yeah. Well, it isn't even stale anymore. It's beyond even being stale, all these platitudes that come out from their mouths. They don't even know who we are. They wouldn't care if they were running China or Canada. The peasant is the peasant the world over today, and it's the global plantation, except for those who are psychopathic enough to get to the top with help from their friends or their family. But thanks for calling. And from Hamish McCarthy, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. May your God or God's go with you.